Sporting events are always a big draw here at USC, but it's not so often you get to see the people that make those sports possible. As Andy Vasoyan reports, the story of the fundraiser behind USC's athletics is just as interesting as the sports themselves.
The name Don Winston might not be a name you're familiar with, even if you're familiar with USC. Winston's not a newly elected chancellor, or a failed football coach, or a Nobel Prize-winning physicist. But in the 40 years Winston's worked for the university, he's helped turn USC into a powerhouse of college sports, and he did it by using other people's money to pay the bills.
Our endowment when I came in was $2.5 million, total endowment, and now it's $145 million. Income is about $8 million a year.
All those millions might seem like a lot of money, but Winston says there's always a need.
It's not unreasonable for a private school to have $13 to $15 million a year that they have to pay out. Then we have the capital on the other side of the coin. The capital is to raise the money for Heritage Hall renovation, for the new swim stadium, for the new McKay Center. It's a lot of money for us to raise.
And that's where Winston comes in. When the USC basketball stadium over on Figueroa and Jefferson was being built, he sold the naming rights to the building to Lou Gehlen for $10 million. He sold the floor to another donor for $5 million. He sold the seat sections for up to $1 million, and the seats themselves for up to $10,000. Here's Winston on how he sold the stadium to Gehlen in the first place.
I took him to the Heisman Trophy, and he said that was the greatest time of his life, other than marrying his wife. And the next morning we had breakfast, and he said, Don, I had a wonderful time, and I'd like to give $10 million to start the arena. And I told him, well, I'll buy you breakfast.
Don had already become a fundraising maverick by then, though. His biggest success was in the late 90s when...
I started the program, and we were the first ones to do that in the country, to endow the football team, to endow the tackle at that time, or the guard, or whatever. So we were really successful, because no one had ever done it.
That tactic should be named the Winston, but it's not. But it's now pretty much standard in all college teams across the country. Years later, and after all his success, which include a Lifetime Achievement Award and his very own wing in a building, Don Winston's 40-year stay at the university is coming to an end. His longtime friend, law professor John Kotler, says rumors of his retirement have been greatly exaggerated.
As I understand it, the deal he's got with the athletic department is he's going to be a consultant. It's probably the best deal the athletic department ever made because you're not going to keep Don away. I mean, as long as he's physically able to get down here, he'll get down here because this is where his heart is.
Either way, if you're ever walking around Gehlen Center or Locher Stadium or the Mud Building, Heritage Hall, the Physics Lab, McKay Stadium, or any of the other countless buildings that Don Winston helped pay for, maybe you should think a bit about making a donation. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.